Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, and may the force be with you. 34 after, thank you very much for hanging out with me. That's what they call me, Obi-Wan, around here. Very excited about having our good friend John Stanton back on the show. John's an original founding member of our Brain Trust, been with us for almost 15 years now. He's a professor of marketing at St. Joseph's University in the Philly area, and Dr. Stanton is a guy who travels around the world talking about taking care of customers. And we're the happy beneficiaries of his excellent perspectives and expertise. He's been sharing with us all these years now, and he's back now with a new installment of all that. John Stanton, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you, Jim. Always a pleasure.
Also, I forgot to mention Precision Target Marketing, one of his new books, as well as Winning Marketing Strategies, The Rules, and that's just two of the many books that he's written or co-authored. So check that out, Precision Target Marketing. That's the new one, right, John?
Yep, that's the new one. You should have gotten a copy of that.
I'm looking at it right now, absolutely.
Great.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, John, as I promised the audience, I said, now this guy is a world traveler. He's got his finger on the pulse of the global marketplace, and you know how to bring it back to local. Talk to us about what's going on out there.
Well, you know, I do a lot with grocery stores, and the hottest trend is local food. And the grocery stores are, you know, putting pictures of the local farmers that grow it. And they're making a big deal of this. And so we talked with consumers, and we said, what's the big deal about local? And one of the things they said is they trust their local people, farmers. They trust them. And I thought, you know, trust isn't something that's restricted to the food industry.
Right.
You know, and of course, there's other reasons that they think it tastes better, etc. But trust was a major part of this. And I said they don't know where the food is coming from, Chile or China, things like that. And I was thinking when I knew I was going to talk with you, you know, this is something that everyone should leverage.
That's right.
This is the single hottest trend in the grocery business.
That's right. Well, and not only that, but local, as my audience has heard me say many times, one of the most powerful and beneficial things to happen to small business owners, with all the disruptions that the internet has created for small businesses, one of the great tools that they have is local search.
Yeah.
And they've got to take advantage
of
that. But you're exactly right about that. More and more people want to do business local. Whether it's food,
right.
Whether it's food or otherwise, and as I've said for a long time, John, you have too. Small is attractive to people, isn't it?
It is, because small seems to lead people to believe that the people that are running the business know what's going on, and I think that's one of the key pieces for the small business person is to be there, is to have presence. To let people know that it's your business, not someone else's business, and you're just tending it.
Right.
And, well, and that gives people confidence that if they have a problem, they know who's going to resolve it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a message on a phone.
Well, if you have any issues appreciating what John's telling you, go to your local farmers market when they open back up this spring. And see the people lined up. I mean, people coming and going. And you know what, John? It's not just the stuff that's there. It's the scene. It's the experience. People,
oh, absolutely.
Part of what people want with, like you said, with the picture, the farmer up there. Part of what people want for their money these days is not just the stuff. They want the experience. And if it can come with a story, all the better.
And, you know, the amazing thing is that when you go to farmers markets and places like that, the food's not necessarily cheaper.
No.
I mean, in most cases, it's a tad more
expensive. I tell these farmers, you should be charging more for this stuff.
Yeah.
I used to be a farmer. You're not charging enough.
That's what I always tell them, too. funny. But, you know, I don't have a cough button on my... Sorry.
Sorry.
But, well, you know, the thing is, that means that the businessmen have to understand this. And for example, when they come out and they're going to sell you a nut or a screw, or if you're in a, you know, a hardware store or a tool,
right,
or something like that, it's important for that person to show that they really know what's going on, not just take this, take that. That's what happens at big boxes.
And, John, as we go to the break, this is one of the things, so if you're small business owners, you really need to get somebody to help you. If you can't do it on your own, get someone to help you develop a campaign around your localness, around your smallness.
Yep.
It's part of your greatness.
That,
and
that
people are attracted to that. Don't ever underestimate that. 20 Till, right back with Dr. John Stanton. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.